time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. For garden tools with more power and less noise, use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery.
Our next guest, Jason Alexander's career began as a teenager doing commercials for TV and radio. And in the early 80s, a love for live theatre would land him roles in numerous Broadway productions and see him claim a Tony Award in 1989.
Jason Alexander.
He's directed, produced, written and appeared in a long list of stage productions, TV shows and films from Pretty Woman.
I devoted my whole life to you.
To Shallow Hal.
You ever heard the phrase that beauty is in the eye of the beholder?
Yeah. Did you ever hear the song Who Let the Dogs Out?
But it's his 90s role as George Costanza in Seinfeld that we all know him best.
George is getting upset.
I'm the opposite of every guy you've ever met.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
What do you do?
I'm an architect.
Save the whale, George. For me.
The sea was angry that day, my friends.
I'm really sorry.
I was in the pool! I was in the pool!
And after a previous sellout tour of the country, he's back this month, performing nationally on the Master of His Domain tour. Please welcome to the show, Jason Alexander.
I'm exhausted already.
Wow.
Wow. I'm in the business 40 years. I've never had an introduction.
Really?
Oh, awesome. We have done an archaeological dig. We didn't want to leave no stone unturned.
Deep cuts. Deep cuts.
I really feel like applauding then. It's like I've been at a great show already.
Well, you have, and he's in a great show. I've toured with this guy, the live stuff. He's unbelievable because you are a triple threat. You are people. A lot of people don't know this, but your background is song, dance.
Yes.
You can tell a story, tell a joke, sing. It's
anything to not work for a living. Yes.
And you're getting away with it beautifully. We'll get to your tour in just a minute, but I did want to, off the top, mention this once in a lifetime experience. It is called You're a Good Fella. You're going to raise money by dining at Aria. Here in Sydney.
Well, that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
That's
someone,
the hard.
Someone had to do it.
Do you think you're up to it?
That's the hard part.
To raise money for the Kangaroo Island bushfires.
Oh,
and
great.
It's a lunch, your chance to lunch with Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
Personally, I've had a few.
Right.
And they're not that great.
Oh. No, and that was with alcohol, and I don't know if alcohol is included in this.
So can we fill people in the
yes,
background of the relationship between you two? Now, I'm sure, Jason, you can sympathise with me because I work with this guy every day, but you've been on the road with him, and I know what that's like too.
Yeah.
Are they happy memories for you?
Oh, my God. That tour in particular.
Yes.
Was so much fun. It was just so much fun.
It was great fun.
I have been so lucky in, you know, situations like that, even, you know, bringing around to Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Everybody goes, oh, you guys work so well together. They go, well, it's an arranged marriage. We had never
met. It's got to work.
You
hope it
you
does.
Go, fingers crossed. I hope this works. But that tour was so much fun. Actually, all the tours that I've done here in Australia have been great. But that was really
It was a lot of fun. You were on stage. You were exceptional. And for anyone who has a ticket, I think there's a few tickets left.
Some have been released today.
For this
That means the promoters have not done this.
Just a few.
I can't believe
that. Or they're adding gigs without telling you.
Yeah,
there's hardly any, actually. We feel very privileged to have you here. That's why we're...
Oh,
yeah,
stop.
We're, no, seriously.
Please, no. I mean, finish your thought.
Come on.
But we've spent a bit of time together on the road, and you're just so wonderful with your fans. So I'll put it out there. I've never been as... in the company of anyone more famous, because we all bitch and moan occasionally because you get selfied at an airport or you do this.
Right.
But it was absolutely it was like seagulls squabbling over a chip every time this man walked into a room. And people who should know better, and I'm talking about police officers,
sure.
People working
security,
behind the counter at airports, just lose it.
Right.
They forget they're working. They run around the counter, put a camera in your face, and I never, ever once.
Can I just say, you haven't aged a day also. So
well,
that is another amazing fact.
I just had 45 minutes of makeup in your...
No, you
but
look
you
the
never,
same.
Bless you. You never batted an eyelid. That comes with the territory, obviously, but...
That's your product. The people are your product. Yeah. That's your sales. I remember there's a great story. It's not mine, but it did. It got to me. So Rod Stewart, the famous singer, had a wonderful house on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles, and it was a pretty famous house even before Rod Stewart bought it because it had this extraordinary statuary right outside, and tour buses would stop for people just to take pictures of the statue.
I may have been in one of those.
So now he buys the house, and now, you know, people stop every day, and he comes out and he's taking pictures of people.
So
he was on a talk show, and somebody said to him, you know, do you find it, is it annoying that people were there taking pictures, and he goes, well, they paid for the house. So, and I went, yeah, that's the right attitude. That's
I have a little taste of what you're going through because I once got papped eating a burrito in Bondi.
Mick, you've got to let it go. Let it go.
Sure. No, absolutely. Oh, yes.
Did the tabloid ever get to you? Because we don't read or hear much about you outside of your work. But right. Can you remember one of the – is there a crazy story that's ever
there was,
about you?
There's one – it's actually not so funny. But there is an actor and director, mostly a director, named Jason Alexander back in the States.
Yes.
Now, he works under the name – the professional name – slightly different than mine. It's Jace.
Right.
And he ran into a little bit of trouble with the law. And it had to do with some pornography. But there was a big... I came out of a work thing and my
your feet, Twitter.
It blows up because it says writer, actor, Jason Alexander, accused of and arrested. And
oh,
blah, blah,
my God.
And it's my picture.
Oh, no.
My picture. Now, if you read the article, it says, not this guy.
This guy. Isn't
but if you don't,
terrible.
If it's just the headline, yeah. So well, that's kind of.
Well, Twitter's interesting because I've been following you for years on Twitter, and I love the fact that you are not. You never sit on the fence with anything. And that's what I totally, I do. I love what you say about Trump and his efforts in makeup recently, which were appalling.
Oh my God.
But you do it quite often and I think it's eloquent. And do you enjoy, you must enjoy it. And do you get good feedback from people?
I get a mix. I get everything from right on, brother, to if I see you in the street, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah, great.
You know,
that's from Trump.
I don't do the political stuff to annoy.
No, it feels real.
I do it actually to inform people who might not be informed, and to encourage people who of like minds to do. You know, when you have to vote. When you have to put your money behind your mouth, do it. So
no, it's really enjoyable. It's not pleading. It's
I try not to be rude, and I try, you know, all things
must be
being
tempting.
Equal, he is the president of the United States.
The first time you came to Australia, true or false, was that for Jeffrey Edelson's wedding?
I think that was the second
was
time.
Was that the second time?
Yeah, I think it was the second time.
That was,
did you actually emcee it?
You emceed it?
Think I emceed it. I think I had to get up and give a toast to two people I had never met and could care less
about. But why
about.
Not? Why
the
hell not?
In a casino?
No, was it in a casino?
It was in a ballroom, I think, at Crown.
I think it was a huge ballroom.
The casino sort of down below.
Yes.
But
it was an... I can't believe those kids didn't make it. They were so...
That was so well suited, weren't they?
It was such a fairy tale romance.
Oh, yeah,
you should probably do a charity piece of them right now.
Yes, I think so.
Who are you, George Costanza?
I'm the opposite of every guy you've ever met.
It's not you. It's me.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine? I invented it's not you, it's me. Nobody tells me it's them, not me. If it's anybody, it's me.
All right. George, it's you.
You're damn right it's me.
Look, I was just trying to, you know...
I know what you were trying to do. Nobody does it better than me.
You're telling me that wine is better than Pepsi?
No way wine is better than Pepsi. I mean, would it kill you not to be so funny all the time? That's all I'm asking. This woman thinks I'm very funny, and now you're going to be funny, so what am I going to be? I'm going to be a short, bald guy with glasses who suddenly doesn't seem so funny.
Elaine... Bald men with no jobs and no money who live with their parents don't approach strange women.
She's in love with him.
Amazing. I drive them to lesbianism, he brings them back. Every time we go out to eat, the minute we're done eating, she's running for the bathroom.
So you're concerned?
Elaine, of course I'm concerned. I'm paying for those meals. You're not gonna do it? What do you mean you're not gonna do it?
I can't. I'm not an orgy guy.
Are you crazy? This is like discovering plutonium by accident.
I was in there for 2 minutes. He didn't do anything. Touch this, feel that, $75.
Well, that's a first visit.
I'm only paying half.
You can't do that.
Why not?
He's a doctor. You got to pay what he says.
Oh, no. I pay what I say.
Let's get into the big one and Seinfeld, and it's the basis of your tour.
Well, apparently it's been 30 years. I was not aware of that.
And not a day goes by when it's not available on some platform anywhere in this country or the world. Can I ask you a couple of questions? Firstly, about the audition process, because I'd love to know how that went for you,
sure.
And how you left feeling.
Absolutely.
After the...
Realize, by the way, you're doing half my show right now, but that's fine. That's fine. No, people have bought their tickets, so screw them. So the audition was a little strange in that I lived in New York when they were casting, and all the auditions happened in Los Angeles, but they were having trouble finding George in particular. So they called a New York casting director and said, here's four pages from our pilot script. Just put some actors on tape that are kind of funny character guys.
Yes.
And I got called, and I knew nothing about the show. I had seen Jerry Seinfeld perform stand-up, but other than that, I knew nothing about it. I looked at the four pages. I said, it kind of feels like a Woody Allen script to me. So I did a blatant Woody Allen, blatant imitation. That's where the glasses came from. That's where the very thick New York accent came from.
Yes.
I went in, I did the audition on tape, and I thought, well, that's it. I'm never going to see that again. Yeah. They're not going to hire me from that. I got a call a week later saying they'd love to fly you out to meet with Jerry and screen test with Jerry.
Wow.
I went, oh, well, all right.
Interesting.
And I flew out, had a lovely day with him and Larry David. Larry met me and he said, we love everything you're doing. Back off the Woody Allen thing a little bit. Yeah. You know, New York is great, but not quite so Woody. Did the audition with Jerry in front of the brass at NBC.
Yes.
Literally 30 minutes later, went to the airport, got on an airplane. When I landed back in New York, there was a message saying, you got the job.
Fantastic. Wow. And you realized, did you realize at the time you were doing Larry David?
Or no.
You were playing some... So did you then study Larry David?
Yes.
Once you got the job, which is fascinating.
If you look at the first, 10-ish episodes, Woody Allen is still my role model for the first 10 episodes. And I wish I could remember. I got to go back and figure out what episode this was. But somewhere around episode 10, a script came to the table, and we read it for everybody. And it just seemed preposterous to me.
Yeah.
The situation just seemed crazy. Yeah. So I went to Larry, and I said, Larry, please help me with this, because this would never happen to anybody. But if it did, nobody would react like this. And he said, I don't know what you're talking about. This happened to me, and this is exactly what I did. And so... And that's when I realized that George was sort of an alter ego avatar for Larry.
Right.
And then I started really kind of studying Larry.
You said you saw him do something when he gets angry, you know?
Oh, it's not just angry, yeah. It's a tick that he has. If you watch Curb, you'll see it all the time. So it's whenever he perceives that somebody has insulted him or is undercutting him. And he does a thing, and he'll be fabulous on radio because it's all physical.
Yeah.
He puts the tip of his tongue at the bottom of his bottom teeth. And he does this face with these eyebrow things, and he goes,
yes.
You know, and it's just like he's weighing it. He's weighing, do I attack? Do I retreat? What do I do? And it was a real clue to me about this is a character. George is a character who constantly perceives the world trying to crap on him. And he just has to figure out how much of a response, because he knows he deserves it, but he also doesn't like it.
I think the respect that both Jerry and Larry have for you as an actor, I one of my favourite scenes, of course, is that you're a marine biologist and there's amazing soliloquy that you say in the diner.
Yeah.
The sea was rough that day, my friend.
Angry. The sea was angry.
The sea was angry. Jerry actually was telling the story. They wrote it the night before.
He's wrong. They wrote it the night of.
The night of. Okay.
We did, I can't remember if we did a performance of the original ending in front of the audience.
Yeah.
Or if we did it at dress rehearsal. But up until the day of, there was a different ending, and it wasn't that. And we did the scene as written, and then they had a little powwow, and Larry came over to me and said, how quickly can you learn a monologue? I said, how long a monologue? He said, I don't know, about a page. I went, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Wow. And he wrote this thing, and it was brilliant. And
that's the only time. You didn't rehearse it? You just
banged? We
never
rehearsed it, because the audience was already there.
Right. Oh.
So we ran it once for the cameras, but the audience couldn't see it. And then they pulled the curtain away, and we did it one time for the audience, and that's the take that's in the show.
Incredible. Speaking of brilliant writing, your answering machine message.
Oh.
Was there any other options ever put on the table?
I have no idea.
Lucky you can sing.
Let me tell you, singing
badly
that
is hard.
Badly, without it being completely ridiculous, was really, really hard.
Here's a sample of your work.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep. I must be out or I'd pick up the phone. Where could I be?
Oh, it doesn't rhyme either. It really annoys me.
No, it doesn't. It ends. It ends with a thud.
That's true. There's a lot of problems with it.
Yeah.
Answering machine message.
Every time I hear any women or men, for that matter, yes, saying what their favourite baby name is,
good Lord,
I say, don't say it. Do not tell anyone. And the only reason why I say that is because of George Costanza's favourite baby name. Let's have a listen.
Seven.
Seven Costanza. You're serious?
Yeah. It's a beautiful name for a boy or a girl, especially a girl or a boy.
I don't think so.
Well, you don't like the name?
It's not a name. It's a number.
I know. It's Mickey Mantle's number. So not only is it an all-around beautiful name, it is also a living tribute.
It's awful. I hate it.
Well, that's the name.
Oh, no, it is not. No child of mine is ever going to be named Seven.
All right, let's just stay calm here. Don't get all crazy on me.
Seven? Yeah, I guess I could see it. Seven. Seven periods of school, seven beatings a day. Roughly seven stitches a beating, and eventually 7 years to life. Yeah, you're doing that child quite a service.
Yes, I am. I defy you to come up with a better name than Seven.
All right, let's see. How about Mug? Mug Costanza. That's original. Or Ketchup, pretty name for a girl.
All right, you having a good time now?
I got 50 right here in the cupboard. How about Bisquick? Pimento? Gherkin, sauce, Maxwell House.
All right! This is a very key issue with me, Jerry. I've had this name for a long time.
Well, I don't know how original it's going to be anymore.
Why not?
Well, I was telling Carrie about our argument, and when I told them the name, they just loved it.
So what are you saying?
They're going to name their baby Seven.
What? They're stealing the name? That's my name. I made it up.
I can't believe that they're using it.
Well, now it's not going to be original. It's going to lose all its cachet.
I don't know how much cachet it had to begin with.
Oh, it's got cachet, baby. It's got cachet up the yin-yang.
Any chance ever, and this is for the boffins who are huddled around the radios out there, could you ever perceive a reunion or a live show or something down that track?
Oh, no one's ever asked about the live show. A lot of people have asked, would we follow suit for some of the classic sitcoms that are rebooting?
Rebooting and going on.
And I have not spoken to Larry or Jerry about it, but my guess is, as a betting man, I would bet against it because... Yes. They tend to like to set a trend, not follow a trend.
Yeah.
So I think they would feel it's been done. I think they would both agree that we sort of did our reunion on the curb episodes. Yes. But a live show, that's interesting. I don't know if they would look for some other alternative.
I remember Monty Python getting out there and doing those live shows. And people got a buzz of just seeing you. All of you are so loved to see you back on stage. People would just get a thrill.
Let me proffer this to you, though. We were in our 30s and very early 40s when we were doing the show. And we were marginally acceptable at that point. I don't know how cute we'd be in our 60s. Being the same schmoes that we were 30 years ago. I'm not sure.
Oh, I think you'd be fine.
And I think it's way below Julia's dignity.
Oh, never.
She's won 37 Oscars and Emmys. So, you know.
And also, it annoys me because, well, for all of you, she should win an Oscar for her performance. You know, her acting is so brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I get really annoyed when I see the Academy Awards and awards show that not enough people who do comedy are...
isn't there a category for comedians?
Yeah.
Comedy. Because, you know, comedy is so pedestrian, Mick. No, everybody assumes.
Because it's really hard to do. And it's, you know, a no-brainer when you can scream.
I mean, you know, it is relatively easy to tell a good story as a dramatic actor.
Yes.
It's very hard to get laughs, and it's even harder to get laughs with material that isn't that funny.
Sure.
And so you have, you know,
it drives me
when you see
batty.
People that accomplish that, you are a magician.
On award shows, what's your feeling of award shows? Have you hosted them before yourself?
I have. I hosted the Emmys 1 year. Yeah. I hosted a couple of things.
Turned up for the Oscars in an ordinary outfit, which there's been doing the rounds.
Right.
Was it jeans and a bum bag?
Something like that, yeah. Listen, if somebody throws an award at you, you go, oh, well, I'm all that. Yeah. Most of the time, I don't understand, I don't know what the criteria is to compare one role and an actor's performance in that role. Mm. Yes. The one thing, if you said we had 10 actors yes. do the same film sure. and you were the best one, it's another thing to go, you did that role, you yeah. did that role, and I liked your role more. I always think the award should be, and the Oscar for best role of the year goes yeah. to, you know, it's
that
really
makes
that.
Sense. Yeah. That makes
indeed.
Sense.
Indeed. I'm glad you consented to do this interview. I love it because I know you don't do them all. The Actors Studio is an interview that you famously would
and
never
why is that,
ever
Jason?
Do.
Why wouldn't you do that?
All the best actors
it
in the
feels
world.
Pretty pretentious. That,
I really,
thing,
that was the thing. I loved watching it, and I just thought, yeah. if James Lipton, now it's, you have to have a certain kind of career to sit across from James Lipton. But
sure.
if James Lipton turned to me at the Actors Studio and said, "Tell me about your preparation for Dunstan Checks In, the movie with the orangutan. How did you make the choice?" You know, I mean,
how did you prepare
please,
for that?
For God's yeah. sake, I'm in a monkey movie.
What about film? You've been a bit stingy with your film
you
roles.
Have been.
I don't feel
it's
like,
not me.
Well,
don't blame me.
Hey, you light up the screen.
I've seen you recently in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I thought that was
yes,
a
that was
great
fun.
Role
that,
that you did there.
Yep, yep.
But are you happy to chill, or would you like? Because
so I have for the last 15 years, I've been actively moving my career to the directing side. And I won't name them for you because they're not up and running yet. Mm-hmm. But I am directing three upcoming Broadway pieces.
Oh, fair. Wow. Well, that is so, your I mean
that's my
that's
love.
Your juice.
That's my
and I
love.
Saw something with your son as well, which is really he's a really
did you
good
see
looking.
Dinner with Dad?
Oh yeah, I love that concept. This is where, well, Jason, you play a heightened Jason
a
Alexander
version of
with
myself.
His son,
yeah,
who's
yeah.
a really good looking hot guy,
yeah.
just quietly.
Yeah.
And it's you catch up once a week, is it, at a diner?
Well, we
Dad?
Did, we actually filmed about 10 of those and they all aired and we haven't done them for a
They're
while.
Really
but
well
yeah,
done.
It was
yeah.
a premise about my actual son and I meeting at a diner once a week for dinner and talking about something that had to do with the business, mm. but also about
yeah.
our generational divide. And that was really fun.
Was
really
well
fun.
Done.
We wrote them together.
Yeah.
And we, you
oh,
know,
good
was,
on you.
And did you do
so
a big season
fun.
In Vegas? I think you did. Did you want to do one of those protracted runs in
I
Vegas?
I did. My friend Peter Tilden, who's out there in your yeah. in your green room, yeah. He and I wrote a show years ago that was really fun called The Donnie Clay Experience, which
yes.
was a it was a comedy show that we did in Vegas. But I never appeared as me. I appeared as Donnie Clay, America's fourth leading motivational
excellent.
Guru. And I, the whole evening was like a motivational
yeah,
seminar,
yes.
but it was all, it was just stupid and
fantastic.
Funny. And we, yeah, we did a residency in LA.
Because you, don't mind, you don't mind a game of cards, too. Are you still playing a bit of poker?
You may find me
time?
In the room before I.
Be careful because your background's in magic. So just
yeah,
be careful
no,
if you play
me.
Cards with this man.
Well, it was not card magic.
Yeah. That might explain
yeah.
a little bit.
Oh.
Thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure,
great
my
to
friend.
Catch
we could talk to you for 2 hours, you realise.
We could. We've left alone the sign for because I know it's the base a lot of the
yes.
questions. We could sit here and ask you questions till the cows come home.
And I would know the answers
and
to
And you would
know
the answers to most of them. But if you wanted to fire some questions at this bloke, he will answer them all.
Well, there's not
you
many tickets
along,
left, so good luck.
You get involved. And don't forget once-in-a-lifetime experience, an intimate lunch with Jason Alexander at ARIA. To raise money for Kangaroo right. Island, good on you, mate, for doing that.
Yeah,
this
pleasure.
Country's been tipped upside down
yep.
in recent terms, so that will go a long way to helping out
yeah.
those people. Only yeah. nine places will be about. We should bid on
that. You know what?
We
should be the waiter and waitress there.
Yeah,
also, you know, when they say an intimate lunch, that implies nudity of some kind.
Intimate is lunchtime an intimate? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Well, you could come out like you did on Seinfeld with no top on, leaving the
Absolutely,
bathroom.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a good appetizer right there.
Nine places available for a lunch with a great man. I would prefer the late dinners after a show, which were always the highlights of my
yes,
day.
Indeed.
And then a couple of drinks afterwards. Good on you, mate. Enjoy your time
thank
out
you,
here.
Friend.
Thank you for swinging by.
My
this
pleasure.
Year
Good
today.
To see you all.
Lovely to see you.
To bid on a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity with Jason Alexander, go to lunchwithjason.faevent.biz.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up, powered by Makita's cordless power garden range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.